Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Check, two, 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 one, two. Check, check. Two, two. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to yet another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Manic Monday, June 24, 2013. I'm Vince, and I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. It's open lines tonight, And I encourage you to call in, first come, first serve. We can talk about anything and everything. I have a few things I want to talk about, and I will certainly get to those. Some of the stuff listed in my show description we'll try to get to tonight. We don't have to get to all of it, though, but just to get you up to speed, the Edward Snowden saga continues. Snowden was supposed to board a flight from Moscow to Havana, and he did not show. He ended up duping a lot of reporters and presumably some CIA operatives, maybe MI6 operatives. Yeah, he duped a bunch of reporters and presumably CIA operatives to board a flight to Havana. And when the plane left, they were treated to an empty seat where Eric Snowden, I keep calling him Eric Snowden, I don't care, I'm going to call him Eric. So they just saw the empty seat where, so there's pictures on Twitter of his empty seat. No one has actually seen this guy, all right? There's not even any proof that he's even in Moscow, I don't think. Because when he got off the plane in Moscow, he didn't exit the plane with the rest of the passengers. There were journalists waiting for him in Moscow. He didn't show. He didn't get off the plane. No one saw him get off the plane. No one's seen him or heard from him, except for allegedly WikiLeaks. Surprise, surprise. So everybody's playing Where in the World is Edward Snowden. It's kind of fun to have a fugitive from the law out there to track. But more importantly, I think we should be paying attention to the revelations that Snowden has brought us. I think it's time to have the debate, talk about the surveillance state. I mean, we can keep following Snowden around the country and stuff, but he should not be the focus. We should not be focused on Snowden. We should be focused on the NSA and what they're doing. Snowden and oh my God. I got into it on Twitter earlier with some people about whether or not he should be charged with a crime at all, whether or not he should be extradited. People seem to have a very flimsy definition of what civil disobedience is. Now, I have praised Snowden on this show for his civil disobedience. But we all know that civil disobedience comes with a price tag. Okay? Just because you're doing something with a political agenda, something that you think is moral and ethical and right, you're still purposely breaking a law to call attention to that. So you should be you should expect to pay the consequences for doing that act of civil disobedience. A great example is Adam Kokesh. Okay, this guy Adam Kokesh is planning civil disobedience on July 4th in Washington, D.C. He's going to lead a march of, I think it's like 1,000 people, an armed march on Washington, D.C., where it's against the law to open carry. Okay, they're going to purposely break the law. Adam Kokesh has said, I'm organizing a armed march as a show of civil disobedience. Where, you know, they're hoping that the police will let them, the D.C. police will let them parade through downtown or through the Capitol. But we all know that's not going to happen. They're not going to let that happen. They're going to arrest them before they even get over the bridge from Virginia. And Adam Kokesh knows exactly what he's up against. He's ready to be arrested. He's planning on being arrested because he wants to protest these gun control laws. So he's going to purposely break an open carry law in D.C. and he's willing to go to jail for it. Okay? That's civil disobedience. Now, I think he's doing a noble thing. He's calling attention to the gun grabbing that Obama is trying to induce. And I agree with him. But I also agree that he should go to jail. He shouldn't get off free just because he's standing up against a law that he doesn't like. That doesn't give him a free pass. Just like Snowden, he doesn't get a free pass just because he exposed a nefarious surveillance program. He knew what he was getting into. He knew what he was doing was wrong. That's why he's on the run. All right. But some people seem to think that because he's a whistleblower, that somehow trumps any laws. Somehow that he's totally immune from all persecution and prosecution because he's blowing the whistle on Big Brother. Okay. Again, I applaud him for exposing this surveillance state, but there's a price to be paid for breaking the law. Now, some people, again, have a different definition of civil disobedience, but I'm going to give you the definition from, we'll start off with Merriam-Webster's definition, okay? Civil disobedience is refusal to obey governmental demands or commands, especially as a nonviolent and usually collective means of forcing concessions from the government. Wikipedia, civil disobedience is the active professed refusal to obey certain laws, demands, and commands of a government or an occupying international power. It says right there, refusal to obey certain laws. It's commonly thought of, but not always, as being nonviolent resistance. And it is one form of civil resistance. In one view, as in India, it could be said that it is compassion in the form of respectful disagreement. Doesn't say anything in there about, well, except if you're a whistleblower, then you get off scot-free. No, it doesn't work that way. Soul Butter's counting my burps. Great. I burp a lot on the show, my bad. So, yeah. That's one thing I'd like to touch on tonight. What else is going on? Oh, people are talking about Anon Forecast. We touched on that a little bit last night, I think. Anon Forecast apparently got picked up by law enforcement, and his legal representation is Sue Basco, of all people. That was revealed to us last night by Plus One. Some people want to chat about that. We can talk about that. Also, again on Twitter earlier today, Immortal Technique was so close to falling for KY Anonymous, like everybody else. Not now. You know, I'm reluctant to call KY a scam artist or anything like that. I don't think he's scamming anybody. I think he's an opportunist, and I think he's not expressing the humility that he should. You know, he sort of soaks up the limelight. You know, you heard him on Russell Radio. He said, when you think about Steubenville, who do you think about? Oh, you think about KY Anonymous. He's more concerned with that, with his brand, building his brand, than he is with, it seems, with being a real activist. I think he likes the spoils. But that's just my opinion. And a lot of people, I think, share that opinion. And Immortal Technique, I guess, came across an article on KY Anonymous and tweeted that he was going to donate to his legal fund. And then the internet stepped in and said, no, dude, seriously. Don't be like Roseanne, bro. Don't fall for it. And he didn't. He finally, with the help of a lot of trolls, he was finally made aware of the situation. And yeah, and he retracted that. And I think he even took a dig at KY, making fun of him for his failed rap career. Which is kind of, I don't know, it's kind of mean, but whatever. I'm sure Immortal Technique at some point was a struggling young rapper trying to make it just like KY. Anyhoot. What else? Paula Deen got dropped from Smithfield Foods for her racist comments. Great, that's good. You know, Smithfield Foods was just acquired by a Chinese firm. They're not even an American company anymore. They're owned by the Chinese. So, good. Paula Deen should move on to a sponsor that's American-owned. Jake Davis, a.k.a. Topiary, returns to Twitter. He came back yesterday or the day before, and people are just now finding out about it. He goes by Double Jake. That's kind of cool. He's still technically, I think, in lockdown, but they're letting him tweet from the whatever, the halfway house he's at or whatever. And also, currently Congress is in the process of working on an amnesty bill that will grant citizenship to millions of immigrants who are desperate to be spied on by the U.S. surveillance state. Yeah, people are dying to come here and be spied on by Big Brother. And yeah, and we can talk about anything else that's on your mind. As long as you call in, 347-826-7667. I believe I have Shadow DXS right now on the line with me. What's up, Shadow?
What up, motherfucker?
What up, dude? What's going
on?
I'm
with that. So, I was just listening to your show and whatnot, clearly. Yeah, a lot of shit's happened. As far as, you know, Jake Davis goes, the fucking... NSA thing's still fucking huge. Everyone's now starting to slowly turn on fucking Snowden. I think that's fucking glorious. Like, all the media corporations that were sitting there singing his praises going, maybe he was spy? That's bad. Love it.
Yeah, dude, we know he is a spy, man. He admitted, it's come out that he admitted he took that job at Booz, Alan Hamilton, specifically to get access to the NSA, that NSA information. And it's also been documented that he started working with Glenn Greenwald a month prior to him starting there. So this sounds really dubious to me.
You know who needs to accidentally have an accident? Greenwald does. It wasn't the other one that just fucking died. I forget his name.
Hastings.
Hastings. That's it was. They got the wrong motherfucker because that little snitch sucker, that motherfucker is doing some shit he ain't supposed to be doing with Stoughton. I don't got no proof on that, but still. Fuck that motherfucker. Kill him preemptively.
Once again, I do not endorse any of the views or opinions of my guests, nor do they reflect the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio, its staff, sponsors, and supporters.
So the one with the $15 for?
Huh?
What was the $15 you paid me for then?
To get a reach around.
Oh, okay. My bad. My mistake, Blog Talk Radio.
No, that's interesting. I wouldn't go so far as killing Greenwald. I think that's a little harsh.
You know what? You're actually right, Vince. I don't know what I was thinking. You know, we should give him to the CIA and let them torture the ever-loving fuck out of him until he squeals like a piggy and tells all of his dark little fucking secrets.
Well, who's to say he's not already CIA? Who's to say Snowden isn't still CIA? Snowden was CIA for 8 years, dude. And then suddenly he jumped ship to become a contractor.
I've been fat for 23 years and I still like carrots. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I don't know what carrots have to do with this at all.
It's a vegetable. I don't like them. Anyway, point is, the motherfucker is clearly not on America's side. This motherfucker is looking to get famous. He's looking to fucking sell this intel. He's looking to get rich. What he don't understand is that CIA is going to put a bullet in his motherfucking head. And I hope to God it's messy and the brains are everywhere. And somebody takes a picture of that shit.
Okay. Fair enough. But how do you feel about the program that he exposed, though? Do you like the idea that there's this huge, massive metadata program going on?
Honestly, I can see why something like this is necessary in their eyes. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not condoning it in the least bit. However, if you were to absolutely eliminate as much of a chance of terrorism as possible or a threat to America, period, you need to see everything. And yes, that means that you're going to have to violate the privacy and the security of individuals. It's got to go because everybody is a potential threat. And if you weren't thinking that, then you're not in the right state of mind to be protecting our fucking nation. So while I don't like it, I can understand his existence in this world.
Yeah, you know, I tend to be on the side of liberty. As you know, I'm a sovereign individual, and I moonlight as a fascist. And I'm not a fan of big government.
Neither am I.
And to me, this is massive government. This is a massive program that's eating up tons of taxpayer dollars. You know, they have all these intelligence agencies. They come up with a new one like every week. There's seriously like 47 different intelligence agencies. So much bureaucracy. It's disgusting. The left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. You know, George Bush didn't help out by adding more bureaucracy with this Department of Homeland Security nonsense. And then the Patriot Act, these are all violations of our constitutional rights.
I've only got one thing to say.
What?
America chose. America picked them. They voted for the motherfuckers, despite the shit that happened, despite the 4 years that Barack Obama gave us. They still got his ass back into office. So you can bitch and piss and whine and moan about big government all you want, but the majority of the people genuinely feel the way that they did about these individuals to elect these motherfuckers in the first place. So cry all you want. It's majority. We fucked up. We the people fucked up and let this shit happen.
So how do we the people get it back, dude?
You've got to start at the lowest fucking point. Education. You've got to teach the future generations. You've got to build up a better legacy. That's it.
I believe the children are the future. You're right. Yeah. Now, how do you propose we educate people?
In the manner of human decency.
With government schools? You want government schools?
Absolutely not. I mean, that's the thing. When it comes to government.
You want all private schools. Everybody has to pay for education.
Well, I mean, it's the thing. It's the same thing with encryption. If you really want to put your trust in the face of some, in the faith of somebody else, that's your business. But if you want to go above and beyond it, you need to do that on the home front. And if you really feel that homeschool is going to help teach your kid in the manner that you want to be taught, that you believe is your best way to educate these people to the point where, you know, they can go out to society and be fully functioning members, pay the taxes, do what they got to do, and be responsible fucking adults. That's your prerogative. Or you can put it in the hands of somebody else.
Okay. Fair enough. So what else is on your mind?
Jake Davis is on my mind.
Yeah, tell me about Jake Davis. What do you think of him?
I'm so happy he decided to get his little testicles over on Twitter, man. I have been looking for a chance to bust them motherfuckers since the day he got picked the fuck up. But you know what? I saw your little tweet earlier, a couple hours ago. You were asking me to be nice to Jake Davis.
Yeah,
my question for you is why? Tell me why.
He just got back on Twitter, man. Give him a chance to settle in and then start giving him grief.
Why? Why should I wait?
And you know what? I haven't looked at his timeline recently, but when I first noticed him, he doesn't talk to anybody. The only person he's directly talked to is a jester.
Dude, when I read his brief timeline, I don't see a man who gave a flying fuck as to what he did, who is truly not sorry for the crimes that he's committed, and is laughing at the shit that he got for punishment. And you want me to wait?
Yeah, give it a couple days, man. Let him get settled in, and then tear into him. Give him
a
chance.
I'm going to have to smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah, do that. It'll help.
I don't know, man. We'll see after tonight's show. We'll see what the other panelists have to say about that shit and what the people in the chat room think. Because, I mean, it is Jake fucking Davis. I mean, this was the PR motherfucker to LulzSec, the one that fucking laughed in the face of everybody as LulzSec sucked their dick and everything that it did.
He was pretty good at it, though. You have to admit, he was pretty fucking good at it, though.
Yeah, talking shit. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was pretty
good. Now
that he's
got this little shit stain smeared in his pants, it's a different fucking ballgame.
Yeah. Well, I it seems to me like he's a little bit older, a little bit wiser. You know, obviously, I think he learned his lesson. I'm sure he's not going to be going on any, you know, LulzSec reunion rampages anytime soon. I mean, he was just a kid, dude. When he was doing it, he was, what, 18? He didn't know any better.
Don't give me that kid shit. He knew exactly what the fuck he was doing. This shit was planned the fuck out.
Come on, dude. They're just kids having fun, man. Come on. Don't tell me that Tupac and Biggie story wasn't fucking hilarious on PBS.
That was. It absolutely fucking was. But, you know, not everything they did was for lols. A lot of it was very spiteful shit.
Oh, yeah. That, to me, that was the irony, is that they were doing, you know, they proclaimed to be doing it for the lols, but they were obviously targeting, you know, large corporations, governments, and such. So, you know, there was obviously some sort of political slant to it. Not everything was for the lols, but there, a lot of the stuff was pretty fucking lolsy.
Yeah.
But again, this comes back to civil disobedience. Like, as much as I thought this shit was hilarious, I don't think that, like, I'm kind of like you. I don't think they should get off scot-free. No. And in fact, I think the LulzSec kids in the UK got more appropriate sentencing than any of the computer criminals of equal stature here in the United States. Like, say,
oh,
Hammond.
I hope the one here in the U.S.
Like Hammond,
like,
or,
I was saying, I hope the ones here in the U.S. get a severe punishment. I hope the United States sets a standard for that shit for the rest of the world to follow.
The thing is, nobody's willing to take the CFAA to trial. People keep settling, you know, do plea deals and whatnot, settle out of court, or plead guilty or whatever. But you know, the one I really had some hope for that Aaron Schwartz dude. I thought he could have, his case could have helped set a precedence, but we'll never know because the guy fucking killed himself. It's really a shame that he couldn't, you know, have a stronger state of mind and couldn't have kept himself together. But I think he could have, his case could have, because, you know, he wasn't doing anything. He was doing like academic research and stuff. You know, he was just kind of a curious person. I mean, he wasn't trying to do anything malicious, at least not that I could tell. So, you know, it's too bad. He was facing 35 years. He was not going to, even if he was convicted, he was not going to get 35 years. A maximum of 35 years, he wasn't going to get that. That's what Jeremy Hammond was facing, something like 50 years. And he's going to be sentenced in, what, September? But the most he's going to get is 10. And he won't even get that. I think that's the same that we've got. They said, I think before his sentencing, they said the most he could have gotten was 10 or 15 years. And he ended up, with 4 or 3? Hammond's going to be the same thing. Hammond's going to end up with, like, 3 or 4. You know, I think the same thing would happen to Aaron Schwartz. Maybe he would have got less time. Who knows? Maybe he would have won his case. Who knows?
Possibly. But you know who actually has a lot of insight on this is CNY Rebel. And the dude's actually on a call waiting for you to pick up.
I know. I was trying to avoid him.
Nah, man, it's all good.
All right, fine. You know, I'll bring him on, but, you know, last night it just turned into Russell Radio. And I didn't really.
Right, we did have fun, though. I mean, you know, it was all about the walls.
I'm glad somebody had fun taking over my show, turning it into fucking Russell Radio.
But we love you, Vince. You're our favorite.
I love you, too. Aww. Still waiting for my next round. You're gonna give, you know what, you should give it to me at DEF CON. I think I'm gonna go to DEF CON, dude.
You know, that'd be cool. We could actually do a training.
That'd be awesome.
Hell yeah.
All right, fine. I'll bring on this CNY Rebel character. CNY Rebel,
thanks.
You're on the air. What's
Hi, Ben.
Nyan Yum is laughing about me going to DEF CON. Dude, I'm a fucking certified cyber criminal. I think that qualifies me to be able to go into to DEF CON. All right, I got some hacks to ring under.
Peter.
I got some hacksering under my belt, all right? So I can go to DEF CON, all right? And I'm also a member of the media. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there covering it for Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to bring my little handheld recorder, audio recorder, and just walk around and get interviews and sound bites. And, you know, where else am I going to run into half these assholes that call into my show and tweet me and shit?
Dude, do you know what's going to happen when all these assholes
meet Shadow? There's no other way I can meet Shadow.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, Rebel did it at the end of the fucking beach.
Shit Wizard says get a press pass. I already got credentialed. They already said, yeah, you're good.
Hey, Shit Wizard's got authority on this motherfucker. I wouldn't be talking shit to Shit Wizard, man. With a name like that, you got to just back the fuck up.
With a name like Schmuckers, it has to be good.
Great. Now every time I think of Shit Wizard, I'm going to think of fucking Smuckers, prick.
I want to go and get a press pass and go and carry around a little tape recorder and talk to everybody.
Yeah, you should, dude. We'll be there. We'll both roam around together, bro.
Vince, I swear to God, I will take that tape recorder and I will rub my fucking nuts all over it.
Vince, can we wear matching t-shirts? Matching, we did it for the Lulz t-shirts?
No, t-shirts are boring, man. I think we should go in full body leotards. You know, the kind that just like cover the entire body.
I'm down.
Can we paint our face? Can we be down with the clown?
I don't have a Beyonce t-shirt.
Let's all crash DEF CON as Juggalos. That's a great idea. We'll show up as Juggalos and we'll be like, wait, we heard ICP was supposed to be here, bro.
I'm going to walk around and be like, yo, baby, you ever had paint smeared in your thighs? That's what I'm going to be like. I'm going to be picking up bitches left and right.
Yo, bitch, I know you ain't trying to steal that shit. Come on now.
Yup says, Vince will be that guy. Dude, I'm not going to be that guy, all right? I have been to bazillions. I've attended and worked at bazillions of conferences and stuff. I know how to conduct myself at a
Vince,
fucking conference. Right?
I hate to break it to you, bro. I hate to break it to you. Unfortunately, you were already that guy. You haven't even been to DEF CON yet. And we already know you're going to be our bitch.
Okay, that, you know what? I'm going to wear a t-shirt that says that guy on it.
As long as you paint your face, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
We're gonna walk around together, and I'm going to have a t-shirt that says, I'm with that guy, in parentheses, arrow pointing right at Vince. I can't wait.
The arrow needs to be a penis. I demand the arrow is a penis.
Vince, can we talk about Snowden or Topiary?
We can talk about whatever you want, dude. We can talk about whatever you want. What's on your mind?
I think I know where Snowden is.
No shit? Where?
I think... I'm almost positive he's in Topeka, Kansas. He's in America.
Hidden in plain sight.
Yes.
That motherfucker chilling with Fred Phelps.
I'm telling you, it's where he is.
I disagree.
Who would take to go there? I'm
sure he's driving a cab in San Francisco. I'm pretty sure he gave me a lift downtown today.
I'm sure that's kind of like...
Hiding in plain sight in the bay. No one would ever look for him in the bay. It's too fruity here.
I think he's in downtown Chicago having some shooters and some Jaeger bombs with Ass Hurt. I think Ass Hurt MacFags is harboring a known felon in her basement.
That's not the only thing she has in her basement. Plus one told us some stories.
She's got whips and chains and stuff.
Who?
Ass hurt?
It's disgusting down there.
It makes me hard thinking about it.
Is that a fear boner or a joy boner?
I'm not sure if it's a fear boner or not boner.
Okay, you talking about your boner has totally caused me to lose my boner, all right?
You shouldn't have a boner. You've got two male fucking guests online.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Bet, you need to tell us something.
So, I want to talk about a non-forest, or forecast. I want to talk about the swatting. I want to talk about the...
He was swatted?
Well, I mean, they came to his door and took him away.
He was raided.
Before you start, I got something important to say.
Go ahead.
Hey, earlier today, around 6 o'clock my time, I actually talked with Aaron Bale, a.k.a. and on forecast, whatever the fuck his name is. That motherfucker was not swatted. I've got logs and shit proving this motherfucker's still out and about, never even went to jail.
But has he acquired Sue Basco?
What the hell was he picked? What is he allegedly charged with?
Giving bad forecasts, Vince.
Yeah. He predicted that there was going to be hellfire and brimstone.
This sounds fishy to me. Like, you know what I think is happening here? I think Basco and Forecast, like everybody else, is looking around saying, oh my God, Jan Vernon News raised like, what, a fucking 100 grand? Just by saying they're going to do a fucking website, news website, KY Anonymous, fucking and raise what over 50 grand? We got to get in on this. There's a gravy train out there. All you have to do is just slap an on your fucking Twitter handle, and you got a fucking blank check. So I think they're trying to get in on the gravy train.
I should do that.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, dude. It's all about getting your WePay.
I've got a week pay for Spico's lemon disease.
Spico's what?
Spico has a disease called the lemon disease. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's really underground.
Lemon disease?
Lemon.
Oh, I thought he was just partially retarded.
No, this nigga got lemon disease, dog.
Yeah, he's got the lemon herpes.
Yeah, medication.
He's got limes.
No, lemons.
Not lime, not the green one. We're talking about the yellow one.
Yeah,
lemon
disease. He's got lemonosis, Vince.
Yeah, man. Don't be an insensitive prick, bro.
Esser actually has the proper terminology. It's Rauhauser disease, but we call it lemonosis. Lemonosis of the spine reticulus is technically what it's called. And the only cure is more cowbell. And can Danny get put on the line? Danny is waiting. He's on the line.
Danny has to be patient. He's fourth in line. There's people ahead of him.
Well, shit, bring the other three niggas on here.
Yeah.
No, because it's going to turn into a fucking bloodbath on here.
That's the word of the day!
Come on, Vince, put someone on. It's not going to be a bloodbath. We will conduct ourselves.
No, it won't be a bloodbath. Once I put Asser at MacFags, it's all going to fall apart on.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yay. Put her on, please.
No, I'm not putting her on. I'm just putting her on yet. She's got, there's people in front of her.
Okay, put Sickle on then.
I'm not putting Sickle on. He's not on the board. I'm going to put Gonzo on. What's up, Gonzo?
Gonzo.
Oh, good evening. Oh, Shadow. What's the matter?
What's up, Tits? How's it going?
Not bad. I'm waiting to see you at DEF CON.
Hey, how's that bitch over in what's this fucking country called? Pack My Panties or whatever the fuck her name is, the Derp Awards. How's she doing?
Sounds like she's having a blast. She was in Prague last time I talked to her. But let's talk about Snowden, or whether or not Snowden's actually in MacFag's basement. And if Snowden's not there, then what exactly is tonight's game show? Should be what's in MacFag's basement.
I like it. Let's do it.
I third it.
Let's do it.
Exceptional.
And we welcome you to the Game Show Network. We have a game show for you tonight. Our contestants are Vince in the Bay and Shadow DXS. And our final contestant is Gonzo Pierre.
2 minutes, CNY Rebel, for trying to take over my fucking show.
Fuck, I'm a penis.
I'm sorry, Don. what were you trying to get? You wanted to talk about something serious. Let's get a serious discussion going here. The Snowden saga. What's your take?
Well, I think he probably has averted to Iceland, and I think that he rickrolled that entire plane full of journalists. So
he did not rickroll that plane of journalists. You know, you're making the same mistake. You're making the same mistake that the Twitchy team made. People did not get on that jet and all of a sudden hear Rick Astley through the speakers. Okay,
that would have been awesome.
Give you up.
All right, that's what rickrolling is. It involves that song being played. Unless that song was played when people looked at his empty seat, unless that song was playing over the PA system in the airplane, which I highly doubt it was, it's not a rickroll.
There was an iPad sitting in his chair. There was an iPad sitting in his chair and was on YouTube playing that fucking song. So shut up.
We could say figuratively, Vince, he rickrolled them.
And he rickrolled?
The essence. It was the essence. It was the essence of a rickroll. Anyhow, when he gets
I think an accurate term would be trolling. He trolled them.
Okay. All right. I'll accept that. Plus 10. He trolled them then. It never made any sense that he was going to Cuba.
Yeah.
It never made any sense that he was going to go to Cuba.
And apparently there was no alcohol served on the flight.
It was a
Russian flight. I thought vodka would be like a requirement.
Dude,
yes,
vodka is fuel.
If they don't serve drinks, then none of the operatives booked on that flight could poison him. So you have that to take into consideration. It's possible that there would have been drinks if he hadn't been on the passenger list, but maybe there was no food either. I mean, we could go deep into the conspiracy theory on that. When have you ever been on a plane when there wasn't alcohol served?
Last year I went to DEF CON, I took this shitty ass fucking service. Okay. I forgot, it's called Spirit Airlines.
No booze?
No booze. Ugh.
Shadow.
2 minutes. Shadow, 2 minutes. We're talking over the host. Sorry, Gonzo.
That's okay. You're trimming it right down, aren't you?
I'm trying to conduct a fucking civilized broadcast here. And I got these Russell leaguers. You're thinking it's their fucking show.
Oh, I understand. I completely, I commiserate with you. And it is sometimes hard to have a serious conversation. And I'm sure that in the not-too-distant future, all hopes and dreams that you've had of a serious conversation are going to go into the shitter once you start queuing up your next couple callers. So, I mean, there was the big win tonight for Chicago, which means MacFags is going to be absolutely plowed to the wall. So you can expect a string of furious insults and wrath and expect to be told how stupid you are and to be degraded and, you're going to deal with verbal BDSM, I think, is what they call it. Anyhow, so what should we talk about then? Snowden?
Yeah, dude.
Well, we were talking earlier about whether or not you got an argument or a discussion with Jacob Applehead about what constitutes theft, and
we couldn't even agree on what civil disobedience was. He seems to think civil disobedience, sometimes it means sitting in. It's not just sitting in. It's purposely breaking the law, whether it's a misdemeanor or a fucking felony.
That's correct. And then Zyria came in and tried to say he didn't steal anything. So I asked Zyria, I said, well, if I take a copy of your hard drive and post pictures of your family all over the internet, did I steal that information? And he said, geez. Please don't do that. And I said, geez, it was a rhetorical question, but the point still stands. If I take a copy of your hard drive and start posting pictures of your family and your kids and your dog and your beach vacation on 4chan, then, and you didn't authorize me to do that, did I steal it or did I just copy it? I mean, Christ, the narrative plays directly to Snowden. Snowden Snowden stole state secrets. That's called espionage. Julius and Ethel Rosenberg both got fucking cooked to medium well for it. You know, historically, if you steal something from the government without asking, and it happens to be a state secret, then you have committed espionage, period. There don't have to be 60,000 different charges that break it down into Latin. Stealing is stealing. If I stole a copy of Shadows, if I took a copy of Shadows' hard drive while I was visiting him at his house and he passed out from a weed and taco overdose and then posted all that information, he would be on Twitter screaming that I stole the information from him because it wasn't mine to take and he didn't freely give it. So anything else is splitting fucking hairs, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Well, that's what Snowden did. He stole information. He committed espionage, and burning him at the fucking stake over it, even though he uncovered shit people don't agree with, that doesn't make him a hero. It might make him a martyr, but it doesn't make him a hero. It makes him a criminal. I mean, you know,
I applaud him for having the balls to do this. But again, I think he should have had the balls to follow it all the way through and face justice. There had to be a way he could do this without having to flee the country. I mean, he could have done it through legal channels. I mean, he could have gone to, I don't know. I don't know what he could have done, to be honest, but
I don't,
you know, he knows.
I don't perceive. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. You go ahead.
I don't perceive that there's any way that he could have disclosed some of the things that he disclosed, quote, through, quote, legal channels, because the information that he was dealing in was stolen.
Right. I mean,
you know, if I can't take a car from a parking lot down the street and then, you know, so, you know,
In order to do what he wanted to do, he had to break the law.
And he couldn't just break a little law. He had to go big. Now, this brings me back to Manning. If Manning had only leaked that one video, the gunship video, if that's all he'd leaked, instead of just inadvertently sticking a, you know, 4-gig stick in and dumping 10,000 documents and vetting, if he'd vetted one video, he wouldn't be in a 50th of the shit that he'd be in now. He'd still be in some shit. And that, to me, releasing a video of a gunship just gunning the fuck out of a bunch of civilians, grabbing that and releasing that to me is, so, like, it might be felonious civil disobedience, but that's civil disobedience, not espionage, because that's not potentially, say, aiding and abetting our enemies. That was opening up a dialogue.
That video was classified, was it not? I mean, he wasn't authorized to release that video. He probably would have got...
It was all stolen. It was all stolen.
Yeah.
But the
but
degree, still, you know, the,
he still
so,
gets charged, but he wouldn't be facing the you know, insurmountable charges he's got now.
Right.
Yeah, if he just leaked that one video, yeah, he would have still gotten in trouble, but he wouldn't be in as big a trouble as he is now. And he probably would still get his same point across because I think, to be honest,
correct,
that video was way more influential on the public than any of his cables that he released.
The cables could have gotten people killed. You know, a lot of the information that he didn't vet and just dropped without vetting could have caused the loss of life to you know, soldiers and civilians in various. It's not about the embarrassing things. You know, an embarrassing email between two different embassies saying, you know, LOL, President such and such from such and such a country is a douchebag. That's embarrassing. But a lot of he didn't vet anything that he leaked. I think past that video, I didn't really hear. I haven't heard much about him talking about or any discussion about all the other stuff. It's like he didn't look at it. He just went, well, I got 4 gigs on this stick or on this DVD. I'll take 4 gigs out and 4 random gigs. I don't know if he intentionally got that. I think the video is what set him
off.
He got
greedy. He got greedy. He was like, you know, this is how I got in trouble. This is how I fucked up. You know, I had original, people know my story. you know, I deleted a bunch of files off of PETA's server, and, you know, I started off just doing one. I was just like, you know, the password still works. I'm just going to delete one. That's it, just one video. And then I was like, that was kind of fun. I'm going to do another one. Okay, just another one. Okay, just one more. Well, what the fuck? I've already done, like, a dozen. Let's keep going. You know, I could see how you get he got caught up in that moment and just totally lost sight of all rationale and just dove right in.
He was going through a rough relationship period and a bunch of other reasons. I'm pro throw the book at Manning because he didn't just drop. If he just dropped that one video, I would have said whistleblower. But with all the shit that he dropped, it went from, to me, the definition, felony or not, went from whistleblower trying to change opinion of the way we're doing things overseas to, you know, idiot felon who, you know, I don't care if he got caught up in the moment or not. If they whip 10 years at him, you know, he wouldn't have got 10 years over one embarrassing video. You know, but if he gets 10 or 20 years over all this other shit, or if anyone died because of the information
he leaks a lot of fucking information.
Oh. Yes, he did.
So I think he might be looking at way over 10 years, like maybe like 20.
I think he's looking at life.
To life. Exactly. Well, I don't think he's going to get life. Well, he might. Who knows? But yeah, I don't agree with the way he's been treated pre-trial, though. Like, there's been a lot of rumors that there's been some rendition, and he's been, you know, in solitary confinement. They seem to do that a lot to these internet criminals, like, you know, Higg and Hammond and Manning. All these guys, they put them into solitary confinement for days. Like, they treat them like... You know, they're nonviolent criminals, and they treat them like they're fucking mass murderers.
Well, people fear what they don't understand. I mean, this is historically, that's a historic reference. And it's like, you know, the interview with Higg, where Higg said, you know, they didn't know what to do with me because I'm, you know, they don't want to let me within half a mile of a computer because they're afraid I might do something bad. Where the last thing, that guy, you could give him a computer and internet access in jail, and there's not a damn thing he'd do wrong because he doesn't want to spend any more time there than he already is. So, in fact, I think that they ought to make some sort of limited internet access available in prisons with heavy filtering and whatnot, so people can take, like, if there's no money for education behind bars, and clearly there isn't because no one's figured out a way to profit off it, then they should use the internet and filter the fuck out of it and let prisoners take college courses and shit like that online and submit papers and everything else. So, I mean, why not? And that way, at least when people get out, I mean, if somebody's in for 5 years, they can get a bachelor's degree. What, they have anything else to do? If you listen to Higg's interview, he doesn't have a damn thing to do.
Yeah, hasn't he been teaching classes?
Well, he wants to, but there's no computers, so he's working on a comic book right now. But he would,
cool.
You know, but he could get like an associate's degree with the time that he's got on his hands from University of Phoenix or whatever online. You know, a lot of people could come out, you know, who may revert to previous behaviors because they feel like they're going to be stuck flipping fucking burgers for the rest of their lives, who could get, you know, associate's degrees, bachelor's degrees, master's degrees. I mean, you know, you could do so much. There's so much available through that pipeline if it's just filtered. I mean, as long as you can't get to porn and whatever else.
Right.
Then,
well,
you know,
well,
that's
it's
fun.
Like you said, that, but it's like you said, though, they fear what they don't know, and they're not going to put... Even if they have a computer that's filtered and everything, they're not going to trust a Higg or a Jeremy Hammond with a computer at prison. Speaking of prison, I've got a lit up switchboard. Everybody has been so patient on hold, and I've got to do some call screening. I got to figure out who the fuck these people are. I know one of them is asshurt. So I'm going to take a break. We're already into hour number two. Hour number two. We're going to bring on more callers in just a bit. Stick around. It's Manic Monday with Vince of the Bay.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Thank you. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
I hope so. Oh yeah. VITB back up in this. Less than an hour to go, kids. Wow. That first hour went fast. Thanks to Shadow DXS, CNY Rebel, and Gonzo for holding it down with me in the first hour. We're going to bring that back on in a bit, but we have more callers to get to. I got coming up, I have iBot, Danny Dantalian, and I don't know, some fucking clown. I have no idea what he's talking about, but first, let's bring on Asshurt MacFags. What's up, Asshurt? Earth.
Hello,
to Asshurt. Hey, how you doing, darling?
Great. Blackhawks just won the World Series, and
congratulations.
We are poker champions once again.
I heard you guys won by one touchdown. Or no, it was a field goal at the buzzer. In the 15th.
Absolutely. It was
in the 15th inning.
Yeah. We all did penal shots of Malort. And
so is Chicago burning right now? Are people setting buses on fire and shit?
It's pretty fucked up. I don't know if people are setting anything on fire, but I mean, people are being fucking retarded.
Well, geez, man. We had the Giants win the World Series over here, and they fucking set a bus on fire. I think, what was it, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, the Vancouver Canucks won, and their fans burnt down the entire city.
That's a little over the top, I think. Chicago, we're pretty classy. You know, we have deep dish pizza. We have, like, really, really good bagels. What else are we good at?
Getting fucking wasted?
Absolutely.
My God. How fucked up are you right now, Athert? Man, are we going to have to play everybody's favorite game? I think it's that time, kid.
It's time to play What the Fuck Is Asshurt MacFags Fucked Up On Tonight?
We surveyed over 9,000 listeners and asked them what they think Asshurt MacFags is drunk on tonight. Top 10 answers are on the board. We're going to start with Shadow DXS. Shadow DXS.
Yes.
Top 10 answers on the board. What do you think Asshurt MacFags is on?
Cognac.
Cognac.
What a retard.
Sir, are you sure that's your final answer?
No, I don't even give a shit.
All right, you're going to stick with cognac. Survey
sure.
Set.
Please, y'all.
Set. It was actually number 10. Number 10. Congratulations, Shadow. Good work.
Yeah.
CNY Rebel, top 10 answers on the board. Same question.
Inflatable butt plugs.
Okay.
No, I'm actually on air.
Inflatable butt plugs.
No whammy, okay. No whammy. Big money.
Fuck. Oh,
sorry.
Gonzo PhD, are you there?
Yes, I am, Vince. Hi.
Hey.
I believe that Asshurt started. Yes.
Go ahead.
I believe that Assert started the evening off with Moscow Mules and has moved on to a sensitive yet fragrant bottle of organic Pinot Grigio, and complemented that with a gluten-free bagel or perhaps a gluten-free pizza.
Better.
Yeah.
Survey said. You want to stick with bagel or pizza?
No, I'm sticking with Moscow Mules into a sensitive Pinot Grigio.
No, but you gotta pick bagel or pizza, because the judges are saying bagel or pizza is the other.
Oh, I see. I'm going with bagels because she gave a hint earlier.
Okay. All right. Survey said. Number three. Wow. Very good, Gonzo.
Yes.
Let's see. Ibot. Are you there, Ibot?
What?
Ibot. Earth to Ibot. Hey. Welcome to the show. We surveyed over 9,000 listeners and asked them what they think Ezra Mac is fucked up on tonight.
This is the funny part.
Top 10 answers on the board. What is your guess?
It is only alcohol.
Huh?
Does it only have to be, limited to alcohol?
No. Somebody guessed, butt plugs or something. Yeah. Well, whatever.
You have to. It's the weekly maple syrup. I don't know. She said earlier that she was drinking.
I have no idea what you said,
Ibot,
but it's incorrect. It's incorrect. Now we're welcome to the show, Danny Dantalian. Welcome, Danny.
Yes, hello.
Danny, we have the top 10 answers on the board. Gonzo got number 3, and somebody got number 10. I think it's Shadow. What do you think Assert is fucked up on tonight?
Perhaps maybe a vintage Sauvignon, or maybe even a sangria.
We drank from the Malort. Right.
Correct. Number 5. Very good, Danny.
Even know what that is.
And let's bring on.
Caller,
who is this again?
This is Towelhead. Why are you playing with me?
I'm sorry, your name is Towelhead?
Why are you laughing at my name? And I think, she's fucked up.
Your name is because not Towelhead.
She is sipping on that syrup.
What's the Vince LeBay show tonight?
Who's that?
That's
her
thing.
She's fucked up on that syrup. That's what she is drunk on.
They're still trying to get
drinking
something.
That syrup.
All right, I just got to mute Assert because there's too much background noise. Okay, Towelhead, we surveyed over 9,000 listeners, asked them what they thought Assert MacFags was drunk on tonight. The top 10 answers are on the board. What's your guess?
Well, I think she is messed up on that scissor. She is sipping on that scissor. You know what I am talking about.
Yeah, lean. Scissor.
Exactly,
yeah.
My friend. She is messed up on that lean. She is leaning on your show.
Okay. Survey said. Correct. Number 2 answer. Very good. And finally, let's go to, I think this is Old Rooter. Old Rooter, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
Are you familiar with Assert MacFags? She's on the show right now.
I don't know, but I know exactly what she's fucked up on tonight.
What's that?
Leftover nut gravy.
Leftover nut gravy. Is that your final answer?
This is so boring. Can I just tell you and get it over with, then?
Go ahead, Assert. Your answer.
My answer?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what are you fucked up
bourbon, about? Bourbon, segue into Malort's, segue into bourbon, segue into Malort's, segue into Pinot Grigio.
Oh! Was that Danny that said Pinot Grigio?
I said Sauvignon and Sangria.
Oh, no. Someone said Pinot. No one said Pinot? Oh, wait, Ibot said
That's
Pinot,
Gonzo.
Didn't you?
Gonzo said it.
Oh, is that you, Gonzo?
So you won.
Gonzo,
yeah,
right.
that was me with the Pinot Grigio.
Very good. The number three answer.
My legit answer would have been 40 ounce, but I guess she went classy tonight.
I'm feeling
really
proud of myself. I can't
40 ounce because of my gluten intolerance.
Hideous crowd noise.
Yeah, that's the NSA, Ben.
MacFax, we need to make... You just gave me a fucking... Oh, my God, you gave me a fucking... We can make millions of fucking dollars. We got to come out with a gluten-free 40-ounce. Fucking gluten-free 40-ounce. We could be fucking millionaires. Dude, we got to do this.
I'm muted.
Beer is a wheat product.
I'm so muted.
Oh, that was old Reuter that was had the background noise. My God. All right, Tom, still there?
Can I please tell you where Snowden is hiding?
Oh, you know where he's at?
I exactly know where that bastard is. When he came out of the plane, he dived out of the plane. He is hiding in the Kush Mountains in Pakistan. Him and my uncle, they are planning on a big, big movement. Are you with the Snowden movement?
They're going to have a bowel movement?
No, my friend, they are having a political movement, a movement that all men are not created equal. Every man.
Last time I had a political movement was while I was sitting on the toilet reading the Wall Street Journal.
Your man is in Pakistan with my uncle. Why are you lying?
Who the fuck reads the Wall Street Journal?
A lot of people. It's like one of the most read newspapers in the world.
I do not know why Gonzo PhD talk all this nonsense for. You be lying, Gonzo. The man is hiding in my uncle in the Coast Mountains, and that's all I have to say about it. Thank you. Come again.
Great work, Calhead. Great work, Calhead. You know what happened? You just made Assert rage quit. She's gone.
Yeah.
Yay! We have a new hero.
Vince, I actually wanted to talk about something.
Looking for an antidote for Assert. I think we might have found it. Calhead, you got to keep calling back, dude.
Olé. Olé, olé.
Yeah. Vince, I actually wanted to talk about something that was on topic for your show, at least according to the description.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
When have we ever been on topic?
It's a total revelation. Thank you. Danny, please.
This Double Jake account, man, like, I'm seriously doubting whether or not it's the
troll.
Real Jake
troll.
Davis. I don't know, dude, because there's one tweet. He's got a picture of this guy, and he says, "Here I am with Shane Carruth, whoever the fuck that is, after six glasses of champagne," and his face says, "Just told this guy I'm at Topiary." Like, fucking, I don't remember Topiary being that much of a fucking asshole fucking prick.
I do. Trust me, I do.
I don't. You know, I don't.
So
he
Shane
Carruth going to
make a film about that. Is Shane making a film about him? Is that what's happening?
Is he?
Hey, Danny, you never pissed Topiary off.
Yeah,
that's
he is
why
actually.
You don't know what
actually, the film is called A Topiary.
Oh, really? Well, so this is legit. Is like Topiary really fucking fame fagging that hard? Like, has his ego really gotten that? Like, if so, all my fucking. I'm just going to quit
Soderbergh,
the internet forever.
Even Soderbergh was supposed to executive produce it.
Danny,
I mean, but just the fact that he said it, he's like, "I just told this guy I'm Topiary," and here's the expression on his face. It's like, God, dude.
Danny.
Yeah.
I think it's time to make a Jake Davis Consulting is up all night to get lucky YouTube video, don't you?
Not yet, because I need official confirmation that this is actually him, dude.
Change the lyrics for Jake Davis Consulting.
I'll do the background dancer.
I just need to know that this is his legit account. That's ridiculous, dude.
For having me on your show, but I am going now. Me and Snowden and my uncle, we have to conspire on the great movement. Thank you very much for having me on. Russell League is number one.
Yes.
And Vince, you are an okay guy. Gonzo, you are a homo that is not...
That was refreshing.
I just need to know that this is actually... Have you seen the tweet, Vince?
Which tweet?
The one where he's talking about Yeah. I just told this guy on Topiary, and here's the look on his face.
Well, that guy it's an inside joke. That guy that is the filmmaker that's making the film based on his I think it's screenplay or I don't know.
Oh, okay. So it was like a meta kind of
satire.
Kind of
satirical
inside joke. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that's true to Topiary's form. It's hard to understand when you've got so much shit, so many socks, and so many fucking fake accounts. It's hard to understand if somebody's being funny or not, and if it's really them.
So much hair gel, too, with that lazy eye.
Dude, he doesn't use too much hair gel. Are you talking about? He's one of those fashionable hackers in the history of hacking.
He's not even a hacker.
Whatever, dude. Whatever you want to call it. Dresses better than you.
I think Danny's got a fucking heart on.
You know what? I think this is where Topiary got the inspiration for his handle. I think that's what it is. That's the tie-in. So he got he got to meet the guy after the fact. Good for him.
Oh, okay. Well, now I get it. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess.
I think Topiary came from the reference may have come from a Monty Python movie. No? You don't think so?
Vince will probably kill me for this, but I actually haven't seen one Monty Python movie in my entire life.
Oh my god. Danny, you gotta watch the Holy Grail.
Holy Grail. You have if you don't see any of their films except for one, you have to at least see Holy Grail. That's it.
And then watch The History of the World Part 1.
Danny, those movies are like your humor personified on film.
That's
you've got to watch
keep
those
telling
guys.
Me.
No, you've got to watch
check
them.
It out. I got to check it out. Oh, dude. I'm just not a big fan of comedies. I find things that aren't funny.
Well, and this is Monty Python's the perfect not funny. They're so not funny, right. They're fucking hilarious.
Okay. All right, good. I'll have to check it out.
Well,
yeah,
do any journalists burn alive in car crashes during the movie? Because that would be a big...
it's not far off of that.
Because I find that shit funny.
There is a flesh-eating rabbit, though.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, that does sound like me.
Yeah, a bunny rabbit kills people. Attacks people.
And there's a woman... There's a woman just standing and doing her laundry and dropping babies straight out of her dress, bouncing off the floor, and people using pitchforks to stack bodies on a push cart when they're not dead. It's right up your alley, Danny.
Oh, yeah, dude. This sounds like totally something I'd like. All right. Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
History of the World and Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You know, definitely. The History of the World, both of those, epic.
I'm guessing this is a clip from the movie.
Yes, it is.
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead.
Vince.
Hey, Shadow, Pat, don't hog the popcorn, dude.
Ninepence. I'm not dead. What? Nothing. Here's your ninepence. I'm not dead.
Down in
dead.
Front.
Yeah.
It's a moot
he's
point.
Not dead. Yes, he is. I'm not. He isn't.
Vince,
no,
you get 2 minutes for overusing the clip.
Yeah, dude. Clip is just like on chill mode right now.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Busting the radio show like, hey, I'm Clip, I'm not a chill. I ain't leaving.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? You won't be long. No, I've got to go to Robinson's. I've lost 9 today. Well, when's your next run? Thursday.
You think I'll go for a walk?
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look.
City of Flint said the movie sucked.
The show.
Thanks very much.
I think he's trolling.
This is like fuck it. Barks up a J.
City of Flint's a communist.
He is a communist.
Damn commies.
Although for less than the price of a Hyundai.
Fascist only. You are all adhering to my fascist dictatorship. Once you call into the show, log on to the chat. I've been a very benevolent dictator tonight, so I appreciate people not scrolling, and it's been a relatively above the belt show. I appreciate that.
It is. It is. And for $15,000 in Flint, not only can you buy a new Hyundai, but you can buy an almost new house.
True that. Hey,
what?
Vince, do you know anything about...
What the fuck?
Wait.
Don't let Brazilians on anymore.
Is that what Talhead was? He sounded like he was...
No, he's a Pakistani cab driver.
He's a record Ali.
Vince, do you know anything about the Necronomicon Ex Mortis? And
oh,
where we can find
up.
It? We need to find the Necronomicon Ex Mortis.
It's
We've been
Iceland.
Trying to find it.
It's in Iceland.
No, do not agree to that plan, okay? That is
no, we need to find it.
No, that's like necromancy.
Don't have the Necronomicon.
That's not the kind of wizards I want to
okay, but we need it, though. We seriously need
it. Why?
For
who
great justice.
From the dead or somebody that's really evil and going to curse all of us?
Because
we're
going to
break
that
Bin Laden.
Listen, all we want to do is just take over the world, and after that, you can have. We'll give the book back.
We're going to bring back Hitler.
We just want to take over the world. Then they can have the book back. We just need the Necronomicon Ex Mortis. So.
Ibot, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Shadow and Danny are in the green room.
Okay.
And I'm going to bring on some more callers. Let's go. Caller, unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
You know who this is, man. Why you play with
me? Oh, J-Vab. What's up? Everybody's J-Vab.
You need your son, man.
J-Vab.
Yes,
man. J-Vab just heard about the Necronomicon and the Council of 13. So, J-Vab, you know, I got to get into that conversation. I'm into some spiritual ish myself. But how you doing tonight, though, Vince?
I'm doing fantastical, J-Vab. I'm just kicking it. I got Shadow DXS, CNY Rebel, Gonzo PhD, iBot, Danny Dantalian, and now you. And you just missed this new guy, Talhead, who called in earlier. I don't know if you were listening, but...
Yeah, I was. He was kind of, like, strange, kind of weird. He sounded kind of like... Wait, did he say, before he hangs up on your show, you must trust in A-Rab? Like, I know I didn't hear that come from him. Like, he ain't said that. Talhead didn't say you must trust in A-Rab over your show, right, Dad?
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question.
Oh, now because when he was leaving, for some reason, when he was
hanging
out,
can you rephrase the question in form of an answer?
You must trust in A-Rab. I'm like, trust in A-Rab. I'm like, well, Talhead seems kind of, like, strange. He said he know where that dude Snowden was. He was his uncle with some of a basic character. They in the Kush Mountains. I was listening. Your show was getting deeply interesting. It is. Man.
Right on, dude.
Oh, my God.
I appreciate that. I think that's a compliment. I don't know. What else is going on with you, J-Vab? What's happening?
I'm not in much, man. I have a few people that... That's being harassed by the police and such. I'm trying to get this article out there on these officers. I'm not trying to, like, put anyone out there. I'm not going to...
Oh, yeah, no, tell us about the article. Yeah, no, tell us about it. What's up? What happened?
Well, on this article, it's actually talking about the police department and a couple cops that works in the department. And one cop in particular, like, he intimidates. He uses the K-9 unit to intimidate people and such. It's like... So much reports coming at this one website where this one dude had wrote an article on it, and the dude could have did a better job, but at least he's putting the info out there on these crooked people, you know?
Silence fills the room.
You gotta be aware of them crooked cops, man. And to everyone else who's out there, thank y'all for having me on. DX, Danny, Gonzo, if your ass is still out there, ass hurt.
My ass is here.
That's what sucks. Thank y'all for having me on, man.
Oh, J-Vab, it's your nigga CNY Rebel. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, goddamn, my nigga.
My nigga.
I wake up and I look up in the sky, I see my nigga. Shit,
Rebel,
doing,
you
man?
Are so white. You are so white you sleep in a golf shirt.
You better leave that man alone. J-Rab is speaking on behalf of the black nation that messes with the Russell League. CNY Rebel has Black Panthers under his fingernails. You don't want that man to start scratching there, because we will get agitated like a herpes sauce. We will agitate you.
Rebel has Titleist tattooed on his arm. He is so white.
That's right.
You ain't shitting, brother.
The man came from the great Nordic tribe. Of course the black people had to follow the man. Of course we had to follow the man. If you had came from the great Nordic tribe yourself, and you was one of the destinies of the hybrid bloodline,
oh my God,
of the Anunnaki.
Oh my God.
Man would have followed you.
I'm a black man with white tendencies, Gonzo.
J-Vab? Okay. J-Vab? Hey, J-Vab, how come you don't have your own radio show, dude?
Man, I don't know.
Wouldn't that be badass, the J-Vab Hour? You could do, like, it would be like a one-man show, man. I think it'd be badass. You could call in to yourself.
Man, I don't know, man.
All the music characters to a one-man show.
It would be fun. I ain't going to lie to you. The reason why it would be fun, because you already know the Russell League is will call in.
Yeah,
and do
it's a spinoff show off the Russell League radio. It's not a spinoff show. You know how Daily Show spinned off Colbert? You can spin off the J-Vab Hour or some shit.
Isn't Russell League radio a spinoff of Vince in the Bay?
No, I don't think so. I think it's its own thing.
No, it's not a spinoff of the Vince in the Bay show. I mean, when Rebel started the Russell League show, my first thought was, and no offense, Rebel, but who the fuck is starting this show and running it? And I tuned in because I'd never heard of you in regards to RL, of all of whom I was very familiar with on a personal level outside of, say, IRC. And when you did the show, I thought, I mean, no offense, like I said, I didn't have any fucking idea who you were or how you related to actual RL. And I was a little bit skeptical and a lot suspicious, but it all came together really, really fast. And, you know, it's proven to be an interesting and amusing experience ever since. So, but definitely not a Vince spinoff. If Vince had a spinoff, it would be the Klonopin Hour with, like, Dutch coffee shop music and a lot of slurring and just clips that didn't mean anything in the middle of like the best Dutch coffee shop music and the best trance, and then back into some slurring, and then, you know, that'd be a spinoff from Vince. Because Vince is completely and utterly destroyed by the end of his show, both mentally and physically.
I'm on cruise control right now. By the way, Danny,
I would be too.
And Shadow is back as well.
I was gonna make a joke before you muted me, but I forgot the joke. What it was.
Dude, I don't hear your joke anyway.
Well, all right.
Shadow, are you still there, dude?
Yeah.
All right.
There was a taco truck out front, and Shadow lost his focus for a minute.
No, I just now am in possession of a taco truck.
Dude, you should own a taco truck.
I do. I just got it.
Did you know freaking Russell League Research and Development has been working hard to figure out how to send clowns to people's houses without, you know, paying for them? And so far, we haven't figured it out, but we're working on it.
Why
don't you do this? Why don't you really nut up and fucking dress up as a clown yourself and go to somebody's door?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, dumbass.
Because takes a lot of gas, Vince. That's a lot of gas money, man.
Something local.
Well, Danny's saving for a Hyundai or a house in Flint and can't be bothered right now.
Speaking of Flint, we have the city of Flint with us representing the city of
that communist.
Flint, are you there? Hello.
Roger, copy.
Good evening, comrade.
This is your main
communist. Red devil. You red devil. Oh, my God, I could buy up a block of houses for what I spent on my car. I could own part of your city. What is wrong with me? Why am I still in comfortable Blankville? Those are actually good-looking houses. And if I was afraid, if I wasn't afraid of getting shot while getting my mail, I would actually consider, like, buying some of those.
Yeah, well, that's...
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're on. Go.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, you definitely could, Gonzo. I wanted to tell Danny that I think I can help him with his clown deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You need to go to Start Page or whatever the hackers use.
We pay.
And Google Bee Sting and Flint.
This doesn't involve carding, does it? Because I just want to, like, tell the clowns to go there, they show up, don't get paid, get pissed off, and leave. I don't want to actually pay for that.
So you're trolling the clowns?
No, I'm trolling the clowns and the people.
Hey, Danny.
Double reverse troll, got it.
Danny, some word of advice. Don't fuck with the clowns. We fuck
Dude, them. Shadow, you are the first one, since you're a juggalo, that's going to get clowned.
Why don't you start that service? Why don't you start that network, the juggalo...
Why is it always got to be a troll? I'm telling you the truth. Look it up. I think they call themselves the Justice League Clowns for Truth.
Care.
No, because you said where the hackers go, so immediately I think about carding, and I'm like, I'm not going to pay the clowns with my money or somebody else's money for that matter. I just wanted to tell them to go there, and they get there, and they're like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, no, I just thought that all the hackers use Start Page instead of Google.
I don't even know what Start... Oh, you mean that fucking shit
start
on
page.
Tor?
No.
Browser default search engine?
No, Danny. Start Page.
Start Page, yeah. It's the default search engine for the Tor browser.
It's also... Start Page is you can use it on any operating system. What it does is it scrapes Google, but it doesn't log any of your information. It's like Scroogle used to be before Google fucked it up. Start Page also
has all these alternative search engines. I use a VPN. I don't need to have my shit not logged. It's already...
Right. Well, I'm pretty sure we all use VPNs at this point, but...
So why are you using Start Page?
Start Page
and you need Bee Sting, man, for your clown operation. That's all I'm trying to say. I don't care how you find him.
What's Bee Sting?
He's a dude that's a superhero clown, and he fights for freedom out of Flint.
Dude, he'll go anywhere in the country?
He's got a whole network. Not a troll.
Yes, but Danny doesn't want to pay him. He wants to send him to Shadow's house.
Oh, he does it for free?
So hold on a second. Let me get this straight. So Bee Sting and his friends will go to Shadow's house and kick the shit out of Shadow on YouTube for nothing?
I don't want to bite anybody. I just want him to show up and be like, hey, I'm a clown. What's up? You ordered a clown?
That was a metaphor, I was not being...
a clown.
I was being figurative.
I'm not going to lie. It would be pretty funny to see Shadow fight a clown. We could put it on WorldStar.
Next
year when I go on tour, Shadow's going to be my bodyguard. So all you guys just keep on laughing. When y'all see the man next year rolling in that dope, y'all going to be mad. Y'all going to be like, ain't a taco truck. That's beef in that taco, boy.
What about one of those big, the big inflatable things that the kids jump on? It's like a big castle. It's inflatable.
Oh, yeah.
Can you just send that to somebody's house and they'll set it up in their front yard?
No, Danny. No, Danny. Not,
all
not
the
without...
fucking neighborhood kids will come and be jumping on that shit in their front yard.
Oh, my God. That would drive me insane.
Gonzo, not... Gonzo, I am so sending you a bounce house tomorrow.
Yeah, you're sending me what?
I'm going to send you a bounce house in your front lawn tomorrow, and there's going to be a creepy-looking clown that's just going to be
awesome. Send me a
Rebel,
sleeve of Titleist golf balls, too.
Rebel, you're implying that Shadow has a front yard.
I was talking to Gonzo.
Oh, okay.
No.
Never mind.
Hey, I got a backyard. Fuck you.
Did you say you have a trailer,
you look in the back and you see the woods. That ain't your backyard, man. The government owns the woods, man. All right?
I believe Shadow just said he'd like to be backdoored by a clown.
No, but Danny, for real, look at your Twitter timeline there.
Okay.
Hey,
last tweet I have from you says that movie sucks.
Click the link, Danny. Click the link.
Oh, there it is.
No. Just right now.
All right, I see it. Okay.
Big Bad got the only proof of a UFO landing in the goddamn hood. Like, you actually see the UFO land in the hood. Like, imagine when black people come outside and you look up in the sky. They see a bright light.
That's the kind of guy you need on your clown team.
How's your wife? How's your kids? How's your husband? They abducting everyone out here.
Dude, this guy is a legit real-life superhero, dude.
Not a troll. Not a troll.
Dude, he's a real-life superhero, bro.
But will he backdoor Shadow for free?
If we tell him that Shadow is like a criminal, then yeah.
He's not the only one.
You can find one in Florida, probably.
You got to prove I'm a criminal. Name the law that I've broken that you can prove right now.
Shadow, we just have to tell him that you're a big, mean troll on the internet that bullies people, and he'll come after you.
So a clown banning of Shadow.
I have never told anybody. Name one person I've told.
The Jester.
Steve Adams moms.
The Jester.
Russell Eve is number one.
Vincent the Bay.
And Vincent the Bay
is
number one.
But Vincent the Bay will get in the bay if you mess around at the bay.
Okay,
you forget. Dad, she said, what the damn child support at? Is that real? I've got her on the air, on the phone with you.
Oh, shit.
What's the question?
It's Vince's wife.
Yeah, the question. She just said she remembered you from the past. You got a great show, and Vince and the Bay just keep it going. You know.
Keep it going.
Oh, you heard?
Oh, who's that? Baby.
You heard? That's J Bab's mom. You forgot her?
Oh, J Bab's mom. Hey, Mr.
Yeah, J Bab's mom, aka your old flame, Vince. You need to start paying the child support.
You know, so butter. Shut up the fuck up on Twitter.
Freak hacker, I want to just skeet down your fucking throats, you little fucking faggots.
Yeah, the 808 kick drum on that motherfucker, and I don't even like house music.
Okay, look, we need to simmer down here. I have muted half the panel. Just because this is getting ridiculous. I had to go into thankfully I had iBot here. We were just in the green room having mad passionate phone sex while you guys were talking. I don't know what the fuck you guys were talking about. JVAB, you were asking me something?
Oh, no, I was just telling you that my mom came back, your ex old flame. She came back from the Virgin Islands, and she would just like to say a few words to you on your show.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, put her on.
Go ahead, good night, sweetheart.
Good night, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, how are you?
Ask him if you remember, it's the great town.
Are you remember the great town?
The great town we had, how come you forgot your first man? Why would you laugh, lady? I found him. We got him on the airways, Mom. We got him.
Oh, my fucking God, mute me.
She was just participating in this show. That's all.
I have no idea what just happened. But whatever. People seem to enjoy it. That's fine. That's all that matters.
Oh my God! Vince doesn't remember.
He
only saw the back of her head.
Oh, thank God! I have no memory. The great thing about having no memory, I forget about my shows. You know, right away. Like I wake up the next morning and I just totally forget the show even happened. It's great. Because it's so painful right now.
And we were talking about good topics like where in the world is Edward Snow Diego?
Yeah, there was so much promise with this show. And like everyone, it just takes a nosedive in the second hour.
Don't lose hope.
It's like Vince's sex life. It always starts with, oh man, here we go, and then it just ends in tragedy. You're gonna find that love of your life one day.
Yeah, and that's just me masturbating.
I know. I know you thought you had something good with J-Vab's mom. That was quite the night at that dive bar, but
most of my information that's not available.
Those were the days when my dad was his college days, you know, when he was experimenting drugs and he was experimenting with his sexuality. That's why he don't even remember having sex with my mother. It's crazy, Dad.
Vince was on meth before meth became mainstream.
That's good of my knowledge. Dad, is that true?
That's why he's so cool.
Of course it's not true. I'm not on meth. Do I sound like I'm on meth?
Hell no. You sound like you know how to drink glasses of water. Like, people don't know how to drink water. Like, I've been trying to tell my fellow black men, stop drinking that goddamn Kool-Aid and get into fresh water. You got to drink that spring water. You want to be vital, right? You sound like a vital person. How you say my DNA is so strong?
Vince, we're going to need a DNA swab to prove that you're J-Vab's father. And
listen,
we need to establish paternity. We need to establish paternity.
All right, look, J-Vab, if Josh Monsiger is your father, you just need to give him a big hug and say hi, Dad.
Or Hector Topiary.
All that Alva person is that you trying to convince J-Vab was his father. So what, my mom used to work at a whole house. The man had ambitions when my mother first met him. Don't be mad. I know who my dad is. Come on.
But J-Vab, I thought you just told us that Vince was your father, and this could be a scary thought because Vince probably isn't that much older than you, which leads us to a totally different rabbit hole.
Oh my God, am I in the Matrix again? That's what I.
You are in the Matrix.
Here's the thing, man. It was the Saturnarian Brotherhood that actually transported Vince back in time, and then. Fucking made it so that Vince would be older than J-Vab or whatever. You know
okay.
What I'm saying?
Danny, wait a minute. When did you convert to Scientology?
Father-son paradox. Father-son or son-father paradox. Okay.
Danny is now.
Damn, the show has so much promise. There's so much promise to this show.
I know. But Danny converted to Scientology and fucked everything up.
Yeah, dude, it's the only one true religion.
No,
man.
It's not one person. It's not one person that fucked it up.
Danny watched.
Effort.
You know what it was? Danny watched.
This is a great example of why communism doesn't work, City of Flint. See what happens when it's
dude,
chaos.
Gonzo, I converted to Scientology because I've been reading diuretics.
Everybody's got an equal sense.
I've been reading diuretics all day long. I have not, ever since I went to Barnes & Noble and picked up a copy of diuretics, I haven't been able to put diuretics down. It's a good fucking
Dianetics?
Book, Scientology.
He means diuretics. He was thinking Dianetics and his changes to diuretics because diuretics is much funnier. But I think, Danny, wasn't it Jack Reacher with Tom Cruise that convinced you to pick up diuretics?
Well, I always, yeah, dude. Jack Reacher told me to get some diuretics.
Well, I've had an audit. That's why I know.
I completely understand. Jack Reacher made me want to pick up diuretics as well as as some ant abuse.
Activia!
I think...
Dude, Jamie Lee Curtis, dude, she's serious about the Activia, dude, and she's right. That shit does make you regular.
We have, for everyone who is listening to the show, we have a tiny chat / Danny.
No, not on my show. This is not fucking Russell League Radio, okay? 2 minutes. 2 minutes, CNY Rebel, for unauthorized spamming of alternate content.
You gotta show your tits to get a plug.
So, City of Flint, you are an avowed communist. See, this is what happens when everybody gets an equal say. See what happens? It's just a total mind fuck. All right? That's why there has to be law and order.
Well, actually, I'm a socialist, probably more than a communist, right?
Same fucking thing. Come on, give me a break.
No, I like your fascist views. In fact, we got full blown totalitarianism here, but I don't know. You want
to
talk about the prices?
I don't mean to make light of that, because I understand that compared to where I'm at, that's a reality for you, and it's very inspirational to follow your Twitter feed, because I honestly feel like I get a nice little snapshot into life in Flint. I think I've learned way more about Flint through you than I ever had through a fucking Michael Moore film or Michael Moore Twitter account. And he's fucking from there and likes to beat his chest about being Flint, even though he's a fucking Manhattanite socialite, 1% piece of shit.
That's high praise, and thank you for the compliment. I'm not sure I deserve one, but thanks. As far as Michael Moore goes, you got to remember, he's an old dude. He's like 60. And the shit he did was in the 80s. And he basically started out with no money. And he convinced Harry Chapin to come to Flint to do a fundraiser. And he started a newspaper, a weekly. And then he did a documentary basically on the Union. And that turned into Roger and Me, which is still a great film, and if you watch it, it predicts what we have here today to a T. So, I mean, say what you want about him, and, he's a capitalist, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a good one. Honestly, I think he's a fantastic filmmaker. I think he's a very talented filmmaker. I like his style. I love Bowling for Columbine. I thought that was a fantastic film.
There's more of his work, though. I mean, I don't think he's Jesus by any means, but actually the most important guy from this area, which is Davison, not Flint, that's where Michael Moore's from. Are you getting feedback from this line?
A little bit.
Sorry, let me turn that down.
All right, we're going to turn this
into... There's a guy named John Sinclair that got put in jail for 10 years for two joints, and John Lennon came here and did a song and got him out of prison. So, I mean, in terms of activists, John Sinclair is way head and shoulders above Michael Moore in terms of local people. But I don't know. I like Michael Moore. A lot of people don't. They can have the right to like and not like whoever they want, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I unlike some people, I'm able to separate the artist from the person, and I can appreciate a craftsman and not agree with them as a personality, like Roseanne, for example.
Yeah, well, she's a washed-up comedian, though, that's looking for some
great
action.
I mean, I grew up, with her comedy, and it's just, it's interesting, the dynamic between... You know how they say never meet your heroes? You'll be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And the best advice is be your own hero. Just be a hero.
Yeah, I don't know, I got to a certain age where I just decided that living a modest life is the life for me.
You know, I have old vehicles that are paid for.
No, I did not say be an hero. I didn't say be an hero. I said a hero. Be a hero. Don't. God damn it. All right, we got to wind things up here. City of Flint, any final thoughts before we shut off here?
I think that bee sting is just what the doctor ordered for personal clown visits with his associates. I think Snowden had a girlfriend with a nice ass who was a stripper, and you had a good show tonight. Thanks for letting me talk, Vince.
Right, thanks, City of Flint. J-Bab, final thoughts.
Yeah, big man. I would like to say thank you very much for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure. What's the lead? You already know, stand up. Thank you very much.
That's what's up. Danny Dantalian, final thoughts.
Jews aren't people.
Appreciate the call. Gonzo, PhD, final thoughts.
J-Bab, it is always a pleasure to have you on any show. You bring the light. You bring sunshine to a cloudy day.
Yeah.
City of Flint, you're a goddamn communist. And Rebel, it would be my pleasure to carry your golf clubs anytime. Vince, it's been a great show. I hope we find Edward Snowden before China installs him in the White House, which is ultimately the plan, which we have yet to discuss. Snowden, 2015, 2014, 2016, whatever. So Snowden for president. Good night, Vince.
Right on. CNY Rebel, final thoughts.
Good show, Vince. Jews did 9/11. Winners play Callaway. Russell League, I'm out.
And last but not least, Ibot, final thoughts.
I don't really have any. I'm just really high right now.
Are you taking hits from the bong?
I was while I was listening to the show.
Well, then this tune is for you, honey. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time. It's Vince of the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. And peace out. Oh, yeah, I forgot to say thanks to Shadow DXS for calling in. Shadow DXS and also Talhead. Big ups to Talhead for calling in. And J-Vibe's mom. All right, dudes. Laters.
completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Thank you very nice.